This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Senior leaders of CPN-UML and Nepali Congress discuss various agenda of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says BRI would be enforced on consensus among all concerned sides. Preparations for Sunday's local level by-elections complete. Election Commission urges voters to cast votes with confidence. Janakpur Bolts beats Biratnagar Kings in inaugural match of Nepal Premier League. And Russian strikes hit Syrian city of Aleppo as rebel forces take control of country's second largest city. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today briefed President Ramchandra Powdal regarding his upcoming China visit. In a meeting held at President's office in Sitalimas, Prime Minister Oli briefed the details of his China visit scheduled to begin on Monday. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting focused on the various matters relating to the upcoming China visit. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba also briefed the head of the state about her recent China visit. Meanwhile, senior leaders of the ruling parties CPN-UML and Nepali Congress and the two-party mechanism are intensively engaging in various agenda, including BRI keeping national interest at the center. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is embarking on the official visit to China from the 2nd to the 5th of December at the cordial invitation of his Chinese counterpart Li Qiang. Prime Minister and UML Chair Oli and Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba centered their discussion on the imminent visit. Also today, another round of discussion was held with members of the Prime Minister-led delegation travelling to China at the presence of Prime Minister Oli. On the occasion, the Prime Minister instructed the delegates to play active role from their end to realize the mission aiming at further deepening the bilateral relations between the two countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Oli discussed with the former Prime Ministers and former Foreign Ministers on the 25th of November in the run-up to the preparations of his visit. The Cabinet meeting on the 28th of November approved the visit of the Prime Minister to China and the delegation members. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing and will hold delegations-level talks with his Chinese counterpart Li. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, would be enforced based on consensus among all concerned sides. Responding to media at Tribune International Airport upon her return home from China visit, Minister Rana said the BRI will be implemented based on the agreement and understanding between Nepal and China and among all stakeholders as Nepal had signed the BRI project framework in 2017. She, however, said discussions are still going on about its enforcement modality. The minister argued that Nepal is not in a condition to receive loan at present. Foreign Affairs Minister Rana was in an official visit to China at the invitation of her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. The Election Commission says all preparations for the local level by-elections have been completed. The by-elections are taking place tomorrow on the 1st of December to fill various 41 vacant posts in the local levels across the country. The voting starts at 7 a.m. and runs till 5 p.m. in the polling centres set up in the concerned local levels. The by-elections are being held for one municipality mayor, one deputy mayor, two rural municipalities chairpersons, four vice chairpersons and 33 ward chairpersons. Spokesperson at the Commission, Joint Secretary Nita Pokhrel Aryal said all necessary preparations were in place for the by-poll. A total of 376 candidates are in the fray representing 20 different political parties and several independent candidates. The Election Commission has urged the voters of the concerned wards to cast votes with confidence by visiting the voting centres. The first trial of production in the of the Super Kabeli, a hydropower project in Sirisanga rural municipality of Taplejung, has been successful. The project, based on the Kabeli River, has a capacity of producing 13.5 megawatt of clean energy. According to the project's public relations officer, Meghnath Thungana, the power production trial of the project began last Sunday. With the successful testing, Nepal Electricity Authority technicians are preparing to connect the power generated from the project to the national grid. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The 14th Nepal Festival began in Tokyo of Japan today with the main slogan Identity of Nepal and Nepalese in Japan, promotion of tourism in Nepal through 14th Nepal Festival. The annual event has been hosted jointly by the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA Japan, the Embassy of Nepal in Tokyo and the Nepal Federation of Indigenous Nationalities, Japan. The two-day festival is being held at Nakona Shikinomori Park in Tokyo. Sports update. Janakpur Bulls has defeated Biratnagar Kings in the inaugural match of Nepal Premier League NPL. Janakpur Bulls won the match against Biratnagar Kings by 8 wickets in the match held at Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground today. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, Biratnagar Kings made 127 runs in 19 overs, losing all wickets. Janakpur Bulls chased the target of 128 runs in 15.3 overs, losing 2 wickets. Now in the second match, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Chitwan Rhinos will compete on Monday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Rebel forces in Syria have taken control of the majority of the country's second largest city, Aleppo, according to the UK-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, SOHR. The BBC said Syria's military confirmed on Saturday that rebels had entered large parts of the city and dozens of soldiers had been killed or injured in the fighting. In a statement, it said troops had been withdrawn from Aleppo temporarily to prepare a counter-offensive. The SOHR said early on Saturday that the rebels were able to capture the majority of the city without meeting significant resistance. SOHR said more than 300 people, including more than 20 civilians, have been killed since the offensive started on Wednesday. Aleppo's airport and all roads leading into the city are reported to have been closed. Sectarian feuding in northwest Pakistan has killed 13 more people, a local government official said Saturday, bringing the total death toll in a recent spasm of violence to 124. AFP news agency cited a Kurram local government official as saying the death toll reached 124 on Saturday after 13 people were killed in the past 2 days. He said 2 were Sunni and 11 Shiite. The official said there is a severe lack of trust between the two sides and neither tribe is willing to comply with government orders to cease hostilities. Fresh fighting broke out last Thursday when two separate convoys of Shiite Muslims traveling under police escort were ambushed, killing more than 40 and sparking 10 days of battling with light and heavy weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kaushi, Kandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kaushi, Kandaki and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Senior leaders of CPN-UML and Nepali Congress discuss various agenda of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says BRI would be enforced on consensus among all concerned sides. Preparations for Sunday's local level by-elections complete. Election Commission urges voters to cast votes with confidence. Janakpur Bolts beats Biratnagar Kings in inaugural match of Nepal Premier League. And Russian strikes hit Syrian city of Aleppo as rebel forces take control of country's second largest city. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.